Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What do you guys legitimately think? Do you think Juan Soto's 10 years, $500 million? Or is it more than that?
I think that sounds about right.
I mean, that it's not going to be any less than that.
Yeah, but they're not going to pay him more. I mean, the Yankees can't pay him more than Aaron Judge, and he's not going to get paid more than Shohei Ohtani.
They are
going
to pay him more than Judge.
They'd have to in order to keep him.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think he's going to be here.
I mean, they've got Stanton, Cole, and Judge still. You're going to add another $50 million player?
That's what I'm saying.
In a luxury tax era?
So I'm asking you, is he going to make more? He's not going to make more than Shohei Ohtani.
Deferments.
Yeah, but he's not going to make as much as Shohei Ohtani.
Probably not.
I bet you Boris doesn't do that deferment stuff, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure he does. Yeah,
I don't think if he gets his cut. I don't. He took a bath last year.
And remember, Shohei Ohtani's doing that to avoid some taxes.
Well, tax situation in New York not so great either. So maybe they do it here too. Who knows? Possible.
Say again, Fleegs.
Scherzer's a Boris client, he did it. First deal with the Nationals.
All right, so let me give you a couple teams in baseball that you got to believe are going to go after him. I don't know about San Diego because they lost their owner, you know, and he was the guy that was, you know, spending all that money, and he unfortunately passed away. I mean, could it be the Red Sox?
Could be. Giants?
Giants right now got a $251 million payroll. You know, compare that to the Yankees, who are at $314 million.
It's Yankees.
And the Mets. The Dodgers are $340 and the Mets are almost $350. Now, the Mets are going to lose some of this money because they're, you know, paying guys that are not here.
Sean Mark style.
Yeah, he was good at that.
So your list is Red Sox.
Red Sox.
Giants, Yankees, Mets.
Could the Phillies do it?
Potentially, I guess.
How about Houston? They're at $260 million.
No. Texas? I mean, they let a ton of their own guys go.
How about Texas?
I can see Texas.
They could do it, yeah.
And they've done it in the past, that's for sure.
Mm. A-Rod.
How about the Cubs?
Sure.
Cubs right now are $233 million.
I thought they want Pete.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I think I take Soto over Pete.
Yeah, so then if you're the Mets, you can see them taking a run.
Of course.
They have to.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Mets with another loss and this West Coast road trip nap that they were taking that ended in Seattle in a very, very disappointing fashion has leaked its way back here to Citi Field in a sleepy loss last night to the Athletics. So we joked around earlier this morning. It is a stop the bleeding situation. You have to make sure that this doesn't get out of control. You can take this West Coast road trip excuse only so far. And you've got teams, bad teams, in the A's and the Marlins in these next couple before you end up playing the Baltimore Orioles and some better teams. So here you go.
Well, the pitching has not been great, and the hitting has not been great and has not been consistent enough, and you've lost four in a row. And so have the Phillies, for that matter. And this, you know, both the Braves and the Mets have lost a major opportunity over the last 5 weeks to actually really get close to the Phillies. That's part of the disappointment for the Mets. You know, the Yankees, I mean, this is exactly what you expected from them. This is the kind of performance you want to see from them, especially Nestor Cortez against a bat and a light-hitting lineup. And, of course, Juan Soto does what Juan Soto has been doing all year long. And then on top of all of this stuff, to me, the Yankees are still a very top-quality world. They have what every other team in baseball who is competitive enough to win the World Series, they have enough to do it. Compared to every other team. You know, the question is, do they stay hot? Can they stay hot? And how long is Jazz Chisholm going to be out for? Because he has been like the Energizer Bunny since he got here.
Yeah, I mean, these UCL injuries are interesting because, first of all, there's a huge difference between a pitcher and a hitter. And in a UCL injury, we've seen guys play through it. We've seen guys pitch through it, too. But we've also seen guys get a surgery and then come back and are able to hit but not throw. And so this will be really interesting to see.
And you know, this play happens where he gets hurt, as they're showing the replay. He's actually in the midst of stealing third.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why he was running home. I mean, like, you know, he is an aggravating guy to have on the base paths if you are a pitcher. And he makes everybody uncomfortable because of his speed, which is something that the Yankees have a lot for years.
Yeah. I mean, and he obviously changed the entire face of what the lineup looked like when he got here. We knew he wasn't going to stay as hot as he was in the first couple of games, but he's a player that they need. He's a different type of player. He's a, as you mentioned, an aggravator on the base paths. He's someone who can steal a base. He's someone you always have to pay attention to. He's annoying in that lineup for opposing pitchers. So,
all right, it's the 14th of October. I mean, August. Excuse
thank
me.
God,
it's the 14th
geez.
Of August.
Yeah.
So he and Rizzo are going to be back. I guess Rizzo's getting ready to do a rehab assignment, I think. I guess he's getting close. He had that forearm fracture.
Yeah.
And now you have Chisholm that's going to go on to the IL. So you think that they are both back by the end of August?
It's hard to say, man. I mean, I...
And then who goes on the IL?
Yeah.
Because that's just the way the season has gone for the Yankees.
I mean, the Chisholm thing is we haven't talked about it a lot because you have no idea. I mean, we could sit here and say, well, he could be out for a month. He could be out for the rest of the season. He could be out for a game. I don't know. We got to find out more information. But I have no idea how the Chisholm thing's going to work out. And as far as Rizzo's gone, it's like, I mean, what do you expect out of him if he does come back?
I don't know. Probably not much, but I would say that having a full complement of your lineup is just, it just takes a lot of pressure off of a lot of other players. Now, I think that Judge and Soto are going to do what they do. And if Stanton can stay healthy in there, they're going to be fine. Look, their lineup when they are healthy is as good as anybody's in baseball. I don't care what anybody says. I still believe that they have the quality pitching. I worry about their bullpen a little bit, that they can go up against anybody. Now, anybody can beat them too. That is at the top of, you know, off the top of baseball when they get to the playoffs. I'm not saying that they are so dominating that they can't be beat, but I do think that they are good enough that they can beat anybody that they're going to play.
Sure. I mean, in what version of this lineup are you going to get? Are you going to get the one that can mash with two of the best hitters in the game, or you get the one we've seen in the postseason before that just is shut down, and you get Aaron Judge hitting 125 in a series? And let's not forget, too, when Giancarlo Stanton, for the most part, when he's gotten in the playoffs, he's been clutch. So you hope for that again as well. But that's been a bigger issue to the Yankees than anything.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.